Well, the crops are coming down, and as they say, winter is coming. And to be honest, I'm quite glad to see it, because when you get the peak summer, I think it ends up being like a jungle and you kind of get moved. It's like kind of claustrophobic, you kind of go anywhere. Well, it's like this, the farmer doesn't really care too much if you have a bit of a wander across these fields, if you don't take the piss, like. So I thought I'd mark the occasion with a little video. That autumn is arriving here, and our crops are coming back, and it's this symbolic thing of cutting back, cutting the land back, cutting everything back. And you know, I see people wandering, they go jogging past this, and they go they're cycling past it, they're doing speed walks past it, they've got their ears plugged up to that MP3s and their phones, they're looking at their phones, and you just think that are they really actually here? I never used to notice this whole business with the passing of the seasons. When I was younger, I never used to, the seasons would just come and go, even the years, but I would never really notice that much had changed unless I got caught in the rain or something like that. And I think that's the case for most people these days, if I'm honest. I think most people are, it's more like they're just passing through, because people will come to a place like this and it's always just passing through. But I mean, look at the shape of the hay bales there. I mean, it's all very well saying it's all like this natural order of things, but when you look at the hay bales, they're this really hard-edged rectangular shape, which is the machine. Nature doesn't like straight edges like that, but the machine does. That's what the machine produces. They used to be big round things, or going further back, it would just be like piles. So you can make the same point even about the bloke who sits in the tractor and does this stuff. Is he actually present when he's doing this in the same way that man was years ago? And I think it's a case of technology and the way technology removes us from actually, I mean, being, and being with a capital B. And the same thing affects all of these people who just come sort of jogging past all of this stuff, completely oblivious to the changes that's taken place to the landscape. And as I say, I used to be like that as well. But I think it's when you get older and you begin to dawdle around, or you begin to like sit on a rock and just kind of enjoy the moment, and you think that this is actually much better, and time seems to change, everything seems to slow down, and that kind of thing. So I think I'm going to come back here in midwinter, and today I'm looking at what is the feeling of being on the land at harvest, and I think it's one of preparation. Again, like the winter is coming. So I mean, one of the things about being in the north is that we really do have like seasonal swings. You go to other places in the world, like the equator, and I think like they're just doing everything, every day is just like the same. Or there might be a little nudge here and there, or the odd monsoon or something. But in the north, we've long since adapted to this idea of cycles. Cycles, not grand, you know, I'm not talking about the grand Spengler thing, but they just on the yearly basis of spring goes into summer, goes into harvest or autumn, and then into winter. And in autumn, this is preparation, this is cutting back and making stores, salting the fish, salting the pork, smoking the fish, making sure you've got what it takes to get you through the winter. And this is how we actually had to live for thousands and thousands of years, and yet, like, so many people just lose touch with it. So it's as if they too are living on an equator somewhere. They too have lost, because of technology and being having this like comfort blanket, having this disconnect, like the bloke in the tractor, even more controversially, I would say. But certainly, all of these lasses who go running past with to know what they listen to these days, Robbie Williams or whatever, in their earphones, and totally disconnected, and just it's just a place to pass through, and it's a place to pass through regardless. The only difference the winter makes is that they've got to put a woolly jacket on. But what they're completely missing, in my view, is like the feeling of the land itself, and what it, like being there. it present at that particular moment on time. So in the here and now, in harvest, it's like the good times are over, and everything's being cut back, and the land becomes ever more barren. Soon, well, it's already started happening, I noticed, but the leaves are going to start and fall off the trees, so you get this kind of bare skeletal look to the trees, which complements the fact that everything on the actual land itself has been cut back. Even along the sides, you'll see that the weeds and everything die off. So it's all this dying away, and the land becomes reduced like to a sort of baldness. It's a barrenness and an emptiness to it, which I actually really like, because it's this open space. The air gets cleared out as well, because you're going to get more rain, you're going to get more wind, you're going to get the air is going to get a good filter put through it of everything, of the rain making all of the molecules and all the crap in the air go back down into the earth. So this is kind of where we are in harvest in the beginning of September, and we'll see how that fares in winter as well, I think. So I'll catch you later.